Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to another episode of Real, Raw, Relevant, the podcast dedicated to helping you live a more authentic and fulfilling life. I'm your host, Alicia Eads, and today we're handing the mic over to you. This is our very first Ask Alicia episode where we're going to dive headfirst into your most honest, urgent, and sometimes painful questions about love, dating, and everything in between. Let's get into it. Okay, so I am super excited for this first episode of Ask Alicia. So the advice we give here will always be real, no sugarcoating, and it will be raw. We'll talk about all of the messiness, and it will be relevant, focused on actionable steps for building deeper, better connections. So thank you to everyone who submitted questions. We received a lot of questions, but let's go ahead and get into it. So the first question is from Ashley, and it's about a little situational. Let's just let her ask her question.
My question is, how do you feel about hooking up with someone you previously dated for a long time?
Okay, Ashley, well, we listen and we don't judge, okay? You're circling back, you're keeping your body count down, but let's be honest, letting go of that sure thing or that situationship, it's not easy. You're finding like comfort about just being familiar with that old thing. You know, the scent of your ex, their touch, their habits, their tone, the way they say your name. And even after things end, that connection, it could feel like maybe a warm blanket or a cold night, you know, safe but familiar. That can also be dangerous because it's familiar, it's not really love. And if you're looking to grow and advance for like a real relationship, that comfort isn't growth. You're going to stay there. So have a good time. We listen and we don't judge, but what feels safe can often keep you stuck, okay? Stuck in that situation. And if you're not looking for a serious relationship, kudos, have a good time. But when you keep going back to your ex, even if it's just for physical closeness or emotional reassurance, you're not just revisiting that person, you're revisiting a version of yourself that's trying to move forward but keeps getting pulled back. You're stuck in Charlotte's web. So Ashley, just know that I understand it's easy to justify. We have history. We understand each other. Or sometimes it's just physical. It's harmless. It's a good time. But every time you return, you reopen a door that your healing was trying to close. So you're actually confusing your heart. You're blurring the boundaries and you block yourself from, you know, the kind of love that actually is meant for you, something more fulfilling, something more like progressive. So that's the kind that doesn't have those type of conditions or old wounds or unfinished endings. So it's not about any shame or guilt. No judgment here, judgment free zone. But it's really actually about being aware and knowing your self-worth and choosing yourself again and really just breaking free from that emotional pattern that feels safe with your ex. But really, Ashley, is secretly draining. So it's really about learning to find peace in just solitude, strengthening your self-respect and power in letting go. So, you know, just work on that. But take a deep breath if you're just looking for that sure thing and that familiar presence and keeping your body count low. We don't judge. That's a different situation. Kudos to you. But if you want something more fulfilling, you're looking to grow and evolve and just be the next version of yourself, you have to choose healing over habit and peace over confusion. And love does not come with those type of conditions. So you owe it to yourself, Ashley, to, you know, really do some self-reflecting and ask yourself, what do you really want? Do you want just a good time, something familiar? You don't want to date, you're focused on other things. By all means, have your fun. But if you're looking for something serious, nothing evolved with your ex and you guys are exes for a reason. And also your ex is enjoying like that free labor with no commitment. So whatever floats your boats, Ashley, we listen and we don't judge. But thank you so much for your question. And I hope this was very useful for you. I'm loving these questions. So our next question is from Nicole.
is. So you're on a date, it's going really well, and then at the end of the date, he gives you a fist bump.
Oh my God, not a fist bump. Are you guys like bros? Like, what is happening? Okay, so that means that you're definitely like friend zoned. He's looking at you like one of the homies, and he may have even asked you to go Dutch. That means the date didn't go well. And who is this guy who fist bumps on a relationship? Yeah, Nicole, just move on. At the end of the day, you wanna hear, "I had a good time. This was great. This was nice. Let's do it again." Like, not a fist bump. So I can't believe this guy. Yeah, that's not a good sign. Just know that sometimes it's not you, it's them. And thankful that you didn't even have to go to the second date to see who this guy really is. But good question. Our next question is from Samantha.
Hi. Oh, sorry. I've been dating my boyfriend for 5 years now, which I think is a pretty long time, and I was wondering your advice on getting him to pop the question.
Wow, Samantha, that is a really great question. We are talking about commitment. Okay, that subject. I know about this all too well. I've been married, engaged so many times. But let's talk about this. 5 years, that is a long time, Samantha, to share your heart, your dreams, your time, and your future plans with someone. By now, you've probably have a ton of memories that you built together, routines, and maybe even see a future life together. But there's one thing that's missing, which you brought up, commitment. And you're not asking for things to be perfect, and you're not trying to rush love. I feel like you're simply asking for direction and clarity about where the relationship is truly headed, which you should. A lot of people wrestle silently with this, just contemplating the idea, does their man see a real future with them after years of just simply investing in a relationship? It's natural to want to know whether your love story is moving towards marriage, partnership, or something deeper than just a comfortable routine of us, you know? But often that conversation about purpose and commitment, it really is a technical one. And sometimes it gets brushed aside out of fear of rocking the boat or seeming too much or hearing answers you don't want to hear. So it's really about finding that alignment and understanding the difference between waiting in patience and waiting in stagnations. It's a big difference, and you have to understand how to communicate your needs and your value and your worth and, you know, purpose, not pressure. And that's through confidence and emotional maturity, because you've been dating your man for 5 years and you're still unsure about the direction of your relationship. So you definitely want to have that wake up call and reflect and act with intention, because love isn't meant to keep you standing still. True love means growth, you know, evolution with purpose. And you just have to recognize the signs in your relationship if it's come to the end of the road, or, you know, if you just simply need to communicate your desires clearly and confidently, and encourage your partner to lead with vision and commitment. But most importantly, you have to reconnect with your own purpose while you're creating a space for his purpose, and decide, you know, with peace and clarity whether you're going to stay on the course or choose something new. Because when a man wants something and he wants to be with you, nothing's going to get in his way of popping the question and making that commitment. So it's time to stop waiting for him to figure it out and start focusing on what you deserve. The goal isn't to get a man to propose or commit out of pressure. That's not where it's at, darling. The goal is to create a relationship where purpose naturally flows because both people are aligned, inspired, and ready to grow together. So you could be on that track, and who knows, he could already have the engagement ring. Some guys, I know this, I have some male friends, and they have their engagement ring for a very long time, months, and they still haven't popped the question. They're trying to find the perfect way to propose. So there's so many ways, but you have to evaluate your relationship and find out, you know, clarity and find your voice, your power, and that clarity, because 5 years is long enough to know if love is building something lasting or if it's simply just staying stagnant in place. That's a good amount of time. So who knows? Like I said, he may have the engagement ring, darling. He may be on his way to propose, but you don't know that until you guys have some questions, like some conversations regarding clarity to just get you going in the right direction. Let's keep the questions coming. Our next question is from Hope.
And my name is Hope. I recently broke up with my boyfriend of 3 years, and he recently just told me that my best friend of 5 years tried hooking up with him at a party, like tried sneaking him upstairs. And she's totally denying it. He's saying it happened. So should I believe her? Just let it go.
Oh my goodness, Hope. That is insane. There is an unspoken rule among women, and that is called girl code. That's a sacred bond. You know, and it's supposed to be built on trust, respect, and loyalty. That's the invisible thread that ties the friendships together. So, I don't know. It's like, you know, your girl codes, you deal with heartbreaks, glow-ups, and everything in between. But to have that bond tested for a guy, that is a no-no. I mean, it feels like a sense of betrayal, layered on top of heartbreak. But look at it this way. They both are. He's a jerk and she's a little trifling. And let them be low on their own. Know that you don't want a friend like that, even though he's telling you that, you know, she's trying to get at him and she's denying it. They both seem a little suspicious to me. So it's not about being bitter. It's about being better and just, you know, reclaim your confidence, move on from that breakup, understand your worth. And also sometimes real friends that say they're friends, they're not your friends. They don't cross the line. So they honor them. So if she's getting super friendly with your ex, she's really not honoring girl code. You know how that is when some girls are frenemies and they're claiming to be your friend. So if you ever been blindsided, you know, by a friend like her, that's typically breaking all of the rules of girl code, just take a deep breath. You are not alone. So many people have been through that. But just have like grace and strength and know that it's not you, it's them. And let them have each other. Let them be scandalous together, girl. And this is a great message for my listeners. Everyone that say they're your friend, they're not really your friend. There is a thing called frenemies. So check your friends and make sure they're honoring the girl code. That is so imperative. So thank you for that, Hope. And I hope this gives you clarity and just move forward, move on and leave them two in your rearview mirror. You're so much better than that. And take this time to really work on yourself and just give yourself that self-care before you jump into another relationship to build your confidence, to shake the baggage. And if you need any additional resources with self-love, my book, Self-Love Matters by Alicia Eads, is available at Amazon. It's a great read for just developing all of those self-care rituals so that you're in a habit and a routine of constantly caring for yourself and loving yourself on a higher level. And remember, when you are whole and complete, and you show yourself that self-love, you're capable of understanding the way you should be loved properly and loving others and also setting the appropriate boundaries so you're loved properly. Next question is an email from Tasha in Seattle. So this is what Tasha wrote in to us. I'm a 35 you're a woman and recently ended a long-term relationship where I felt completely overlooked. Now I'm back on dating apps, but every time I start talking to someone new, I pull back. How do I stop looking for the red flags of my ex and every single person and actually give someone a real chance? Tasha, thank you for being so real about this. So you're not just seeing red flags, you're actually carrying a trauma backpack. That's right. And that trauma backpack is filled with the pain of your last relationship. And your brain, bless his protective heart, is trying to shield you by screaming, danger! Same scenario, retreat. But here's the truth, Tasha. You should be looking for patterns, but you need to distinguish between a red flag and a yellow light. A red flag is disrespect, dishonesty, and devaluation. A yellow light is simply difference. Maybe they communicate differently than your ex, or they enjoy a hobby your ex hated. If you label every difference as danger, you will isolate yourself. So here's the shift. Here's the relevant shift is for you to turn your focus inward. Instead of asking, is this person safe? Ask yourself, am I showing up as the healed, centered person I want to be? So your job right now, Tasha, is not to find a perfect partner. It's to practice being a healthy partner. So date slowly. Practice setting a small, easy boundary on the first few dates. And here's an example. You could say something like, I only have an hour tonight. When they respect it, you get a win. So you're building a new data, like for your brain that shows, hey, I can enforce my boundaries and a good person will respect them. So this rebuilds your self-trust, which is the foundation for new love, Tasha. And I'm wishing you much success and much happiness dating out there. Sometimes it's a little challenging, but I think you'll be able to navigate it. You guys, this is a great first Ask Alicia. I had a good time. Whether you're in the dating trenches, managing your finances, or navigating that long-term intimacy or looking for commitment, remember, the ultimate goal is not to find a relationship that requires no work, but the one that is worth the work. That's right. You deserve to win the war within, and you deserve a relationship that supports that peace. So that's all the time we have for Ask Alicia today. If you have a question or you need real, raw, and relevant advice, send me an email, info@aliciaeads.com. Thank you, beautiful souls, for joining me. And until next time, keep fighting to win the war within. I'll see you next time on Real, Raw, Relevant Podcast.